I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today we've got some new guests in the studio. I think some of them have been here before, but not under the name Clover Street Cronies, which is what they're performing as tonight at the Prove Gallery at 9 p.m. as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. Guys, welcome. Thanks for being here today. Of course, we have it's a four piece here. It is Kyle Ola, who some people might know from the group Yester. I think has it maybe been a few years since that group was functional.
Functional in front of people, yes. We still play together behind doors.
Behind doors once in a while. Charlotte Montgomery's here, as well as Soren Dietzel, both from Red Mountain, who have been in the studio once or twice. They performed recently on campus for North Fest, and also Skylar Hawkins is here as well. Like I said, the Clover Street Cronies with their first homegrown performance as this group. I was reading a little bit about you guys, and you've obviously are no strangers to Duluth. You've been around, you've attended a lot of homegrown music festivals, but I heard something called the outside stage, which is sort of just a fancy way of saying the curb.
Sure.
So sort of honorary homegrown performers in years past. Is that accurate?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Okay. And had you guys, applied to be part of homegrown as the Clover Street Cronies before, and it just didn't work out, and you just said, well, whatever, we're going to post up here on the curb, or did it kind of come about last minute, and that's why it didn't happen? Or
it came about as a scheme to make to exploit big bands and make a lot of money, and we did that. Now we're floating. Now we'll just play for free.
You did it. Worked.
We started backwards. Most bands try to, start at the bottom and work up, and then maybe they'll be millionaires. And we just started like, hey, let's just make a bunch of money. Screw the stage. Everyone's gonna go to Trampled. Everyone's gonna want to spend money, but we'll catch them first. Then we run the lines. You wait in your long line while you have some serenaders there to please you, take your money before you bring it to the bar vendor.
That's just smart.
That's it. And now we've been we're content. Mm-hmm. Ready to play on the stage for nothing.
Moved down to the stage.
Just
we've got some shrewd business people.
Yeah, I guess.
We're
terrible.
Wow. By looking at them, you would not realize this. They're sneaky.
Yeah.
They're very money sneaky hungry. with their shrewdness.
Just wait,
I love it.
Till tonight.
Hey, tell you what. Let's get the ball. Let's get the ball rolling with a tune, shall we? What do you guys want to start with?
This is a tune by the Memphis Jug Band that I learned from a great friend of mine. We played this tune for a whole summer, I think, and it was fantastic. It's called "You Got Me Rolling."
You got me rolling from the sun. You got me rolling from the sun. You got me rolling from the sun. And I don't know. take my train. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Don't lie, my peaches don't shake my tree. Stay out of my orchard,
that's just so hard to be.
And you got me wrong, mama, don't know how long. You got me wrong from sun to sun.
The Clover Street Cronies, live from Studio A. What's the name of that tune again?
You Got Me Rolling.
Got Me Rolling. So, question, how did the four of you meet?
Oh.
Was it complicated?
We met on Halloween 6 years ago, Kyle and I.
I met Kyle through a mutual friend in Massachusetts who thought we should probably play music together.
Right. Which is a whole other crazy story of how I met this person. That's a backstory that we don't need to go into.
Yeah.
Soren.
I met Kyle through Charlotte.
Okay.
And Soren was best friends with Charlotte's brother growing up.
And Charlotte's brother knew my brother.
So just the universe. Just you guys met through the universe in the way that things work. No, the reason I ask is because for Duluth musicians, I suppose, you guys are young. What are your ties to Duluth? How did you end up here? And are you planning on staying for a while? I know a lot of times, or at least for me, like in my personal experience, I noticed that a lot of people like your age or our age will come here, like for college, and they'll go to Saint Scholastic or UMD, and they'll spend 4 years here, and after 4 years, they couldn't tell you like anything about Duluth, and then they just leave immediately. And so people who tend to stay here and live here and be part of the culture and make music at this age it's kind of rare. It's not super rare, but it's a little bit unlikely. So I'm just curious about your guys' ties to Duluth and how you got here and what's keeping you here.
I grew up in Two Harbors, north of Duluth, for a bit, and I started going to shows as a teenager in Duluth, meeting people and listening to music and stuff.
I grew up here, not far from here, not far from this campus.
Okay.
And we've all, not to speak on top of anybody, but we've all spent a lot of time away from here and then short times coming here, and when we're here, it's like, okay, we're in Duluth, let's do the thing we do here, which is play shows and go to shows and hang out a lot in that way. And so,
That's really what brought me to Duluth, is that I'm from the cities, and I had a few friends up here, came up, and saw all the music and got the opportunity to start playing music with these people, and just loved it.
Yeah, I remember because you guys were here before with Red Mountain, and I remember, Anton is kind of the ringleader of that, and the way that he was describing, Red Mountain coming together kind of seemed like it was this really crazy, just happenstance, you know what I mean? He just kind of said, like, well, just the sort of this traveling artist collective, people who like to move around a lot. And I'm really curious as to what he meant by that, or what you mean, Kyle, when you say, we spend a lot of time away from here, and we sort of just float back through whenever. What do you mean by that? Where do you go?
We're all bums. I mean, when we're here, we're not bums because we're here, but we have all of us are a thing other than this kind of music we have in common is we like traveling. And we like sleeping out of doors, and we like hanging out with people who like doing those things, too. So we've all just gone on our own adventures a lot, and when we're... It just happens that, last year we're living in this house on Clover Street that now is some terrible piece of concrete and going to be some terrible chain thingamabob. But that's when we decided, we're all... At least Charlotte and I and Soren, we're all here right now. Let's try to maybe be productive with this. All these songs we like and know.
Bums.
Yeah. I don't know. A couple of bums.
Hobo lifestyle. Raise your hand if you've ever ridden on a freight train. Don't lie. No, put them up. Kyle.
You're not allowed to say that. That's why the hand was anonymous.
Right, 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 right. What? How long you been? How long you been doing that?
Oh, I don't know. I just do it when I'm out there when I need to, and did it a couple years ago. Started doing that, and it's not all. I don't know. Yeah. So yeah. Started doing that a couple. I don't know.
You're on vacation from it right now.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a vacation from vacation. I like it. I've heard a lot of people talk about doing that, but I think I've only ever met two that have actually done it.
That's because they're out there. Yeah.
I know it can be. Yeah, right. They're just out there. They know I'm talking about it. Right. Tell you what, let's do a second tune, shall we?
Cool. I'm gonna tune a high string up there. Oh, nice.
Get it.
Nice. We're gonna play a tune I learned from some kids out in Asheville. I forget their band name now, but pretty good. And just a traveling band. And it's called Weed Smoker's Dream, and it is a tune from the Prohibition era, recorded, I think, yeah, sometime, probably in the 30s, and Harlem Ham Fats, originally.
Street Cronies live from Studio A performing tonight as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. Some really authentic sounding, like, roots ragtime music, you know? It definitely brings you back to that sort of time period. I've got this image in my head of a guy, like, sitting on a porch in the middle of nowhere, and he's got one of those jugs with the three X's on it, you know, and he's listening to you guys play. Clover Street Cronies. Very, very cool tune, guys. So I have a question for you, Skylar. I've seen these other three perform before with other bands and other functions.
Yep.
Is this by chance your first foray into, you know, organized musicianship?
No, not really. I've played in quite a few bands before. Played in kind of a folky band called the Nothing Evers a couple years ago. It's like a little poppier, I think maybe a little less authentic into the jug band sound, but we're kind of hinting at it. And then there's another band called the Agassiz Oscillation Ensemble, which is a very strange spoken word poetry improv band with, I think, four other members. So, yeah.
So you've done it
busy.
Before. Yeah.
Keeping busy.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, the... You know, when I think of folk music and the way that folk music or jug band started out, it's really people improvising, you know, as far as instruments go, sort of with whatever they had or whatever they could find. And the way you were describing sort of your lifestyle earlier, it sounds like that's kind of in line with, you know, how folk music would have picked up and started even 100 years ago. Are you guys classically trained musicians? Are you self-taught? When did you, you know, how did you come across your first instruments? Was it improvised like that?
My daddy taught me. <With the saxophone. laughs>
And so like you kind of have a little bit of experience in all the sort of the woodwind category.
Yeah, I picked up the clarinet myself a few years ago, and took what I knew from the saxophone, tried to learn the clarinet, and the clarinet's a fun new challenge.
Yeah, it sounds really, really good with the rest of these instrumentals too. Like, I really like that part. Kind of spices it up. But yeah, who else?
I've got some training. I took guitar lessons from a young age and studied the bass and studied with some people. But I was also growing up playing in punk bands. And so I guess I always kind of had I think punk music is folk music. And so I had my hand in both pots, I think, as far as if you want to separate them. As far as academic world and folk world. And, and I still like, you know, playing classical music and jazz music, and I still like playing punk music, and, yeah.
Yeah. So what, you know, I know this is kind of a new group altogether, but other than tonight's performance at the Prove Gallery, what's next for the Clover Street Cronies? Is there anything in the near future that's brewing that you're working on right now? Even if it's like maybe like an album or some music videos or something like that.
Right. We're playing the Dylan Train. That'll be fun.
Okay.
And
Thirsty Pagan.
Thirsty Pagan. A couple Mondays a month, and
a really great show at the Red Star on the 21st, I think. What's the
with the Dumpy Jug Bumpers out of Minneapolis, which is there's a jug band battle at the Amazing Grace the day after, so this is kind of a pre-party for that. I don't know if you guys know about the jug band battle at the Amazing Grace, but I think it's like 20 years strong.
Yeah, it's been going for quite some time.
Yeah, and so I've learned a bunch of tunes from this guy Elliot in town who's incredible.
I think I remember there's like some pretty strict rules on what you can actually use in the isn't there? Am I thinking of something else?
No, I think the rules are that there aren't any. Like the, you know, I think there are some rules, and it's you're not allowed to rehearse, and
no electric bass.
No e-bass. I mean, if you bring an upright bass, they'll just give you a washtub bass, and like you don't bring. It's so crowded too. I mean, you know,
right.
There's that. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's really fun though.
But that's a competition style thing.
Or? Yep, okay. Kind of. Yeah. And the Dumpy Jug Bumpers, they won 1 year. I was in that band at that time. Ooh. And so now it's going to be it's on. The battle's on. Because they won on without me. And so now I guess I'm supposed to be
what do they
vengeful.
Win? What do you win with them?
You win a skillet and you had to brand your name into it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cool. What day did you say that was again?
So that's the 24th of May, and then we have a show the following day, which is the 23rd, okay, of the Red Star.
Well, I think you guys are going to win.
Yeah, you better come and, you know.
I'm going to have to. It'll be my jug band debut. I've never gone, but I've read a lot about it.
You
but
can
I've
play
never
the
had
jug if you want. You're an honorary member. If
I'm
like.
Going to hold you to that. Don't say it unless you mean it, because I will be there. Hey, so switching gears for one second, I know that a few of you were present at, I guess this doesn't really have much to do with specifically Clover Street Cronies, but a few of you performed at the Homegrown Twin Cities Invasion, which I believe is down at the Turf Club on April 17th. I was not able to attend. What was that like? How is that received rather well down there? Is it just a lot of Duluth people that kind of go down and show up for it? Is there a lot of Twin Cities people that come
there
out to see
that? There was a lot of Duluth people, but a lot of people I did not recognize, and it was pretty packed, and people loved it. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm hoping we'll see some cities folk this week. Yeah, I know there's usually a few, but I think in the last couple of years it's been getting stronger and stronger, and you know, people have been more aware of it down there and wanting to come up for it. So, I guess I was just kind of curious about that personally. Let's hear one more tune.
All right. Just because.
That's Clover Street Cronies, live from Studio A. Kyle Ola, Charlotte Montgomery, Soren Dietzel, and Skylar Hawkins. They've made their fortune, and they're just chilling now. They've graduated from the outside stage. They've crawled up out of the curb, and they're performing on a real stage that's homegrown. It's the Prove Gallery this evening at 9 p.m. And then you can see two of them performing with Red Mountain this weekend on Saturday at Tycoon's Ale House. In the middle of the night, it's probably going to be a pretty rocking show, if I know my homegrown Saturdays. Anyway, guys, thanks a lot for setting aside some time for us this afternoon. It's great to have you in.
Thank you.
Clover Street Cronies live from Studio A. Today's live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, myself, Mike Nowitzki, and Aaron Welch. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, find the Live from Studio A page under programs at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.